Holy cow, that was pretty cool entrance. I really like that little jingle Victoria put together. This is Stephen.
And this is Charles, and we're here today to start our very first radio show of Spirit Airwaves.
Well, I think that's really great, Charles. So what do we have for our lineup today?
Well, we're going to talk about a lot of different things today, but primarily we're going to introduce and tell people exactly what Spirit Airwaves is. But first of all, I'd like to introduce one of your hosts, Victoria, who has been a longtime friend of many of us beings, and the whole purpose of Spirit Airwaves is to both teach and inform about spiritual things, but we're also going to be talking about everyday stuff, politics, science, current events, and all kinds of neat stuff. So, without further delay...
We're going to introduce Victoria. Here you go, Victoria. Here, take this stuff.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today? I know you've got some fun things lined up. Honestly, people, I don't actually know what they're going to say because this has been kind of secretive. So whatever happens, just enjoy the show.
And I just wanted to say, this is Sasha. I just wanted to say hello to everybody who's going to be listening to Spirit Airwaves. Now, I'm sure there'll be some of you that'll think that this is a big crock of poop, and that's fine, but... We just wanted to say, first of all and foremost, the main purpose of this program is to teach and inform and to also have some fun, but also to talk about real truth, about not only current events, but things that are taking place across the universe and that are taking place across dimensions. You know, you really should listen to us because we have a lot to say about this. What do you think about this, Victoria? Is this going to be interesting for you?
Well, of course. Any time that I can teach somebody something new... It's always interesting. I mean, I've heard a lot of these things from you guys for years, and I've even researched a lot of what you've told me, and everything you've said is truthful. So people either listen in or they don't. They either believe or they don't.
Well, the first thing we're going to cover is natural events that are taking place here. I wanted to mention to everybody that one of our predictions is there's going to be a pretty sizable earthquake pretty soon on the West Coast. So you may want to keep an eye on things, especially the northwest coast along, the coastlines, yes. There's some interesting activity that's going on around the planet, and earthquakes are increasing. So you may want to pay attention to what's happening around you and ask yourself, what is the cause of this? No, I'm sorry, it's not just climate change. It's your sun. And you know the best part about the sun? Were you aware that neutrinos from the sun actually penetrate deep into the Earth, into the center of the mantle, which is just filled with all kinds of lovely things? It's sort of like heating up a teapot on the stove. Imagine that. And then they try to convince people that all of these problems are happening because of global warming, but they fail to calculate the actual effect of the sun.
Oh, yeah. I've taken plenty of pictures before of the sun with a shield over it. And usually the best time to see this is about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon when the sun's going down. I took a couple of pictures and it shows a sphere in front of the sun, but then it shows these little bright rainbow hues peeking out from the corner. Our sun is being shielded by a NASA patent that was invented in 1966, I believe.
Well, the term is patent for those of you that don't speak Australia slang. But yes, if you look it up, you're going to find out some interesting stuff about NASA. They have several patents on something called a sun simulator. Now, imagine that. How the hell are they supposed to actually put this thing into work and into progress? Unless, of course, either they have help from alien beings, dimensional beings, and also there exists a, how shall we say, Starfleet of sorts that you haven't been told about. A lot of these ships are behind the moon and that kind of stuff, but it's all starting to come out anyhow. So for those of you that are wondering why our sun looks so freaky and it's coming up in different areas, the Earth has also been wobbling and the poles have been moving about 40 to 50 miles a day, not a year like it used to be. Something big is about to happen in the cosmos. So you need to start looking up. And you remember all those years you heard about Planet X and Nibiru and thought it was all a bunch of BS? Well, guess what? Surprise, surprise. Pretty soon NASA's going to come out and start explaining things like, oh my goodness, there's life on other planets. We predicted that one too before it happened, didn't we, Victoria?
Oh, we've been saying these things for years. What's really interesting is that I read an article just the other day from Native American elders who live up in Alaska, and they have even said that the sun has shifted and that it no longer sets in the same place anymore. So these people, they actually live and grow by the sun, and they're telling you that it no longer is in the same place. I would believe them.
Well, if you don't, all you got to do is start marking the sky and seeing what's going on. People are saying, oh my goodness, this must be, you know, climate control going crazy. Well, that's the cover story, people. They're not going to tell you that there's an inbound solar system into ours, even though 76% of all solar systems are binary in the universe. Well, we got one too, and it happens to come flying by about every 5,000 years. Whether or not you choose to believe it will not make any difference when it finally passes and slingshots around our sun, because it's going to be a pretty bad day for most people on planet Earth, especially considering that the main planet that's passing by, planet X Nibiru, is not only bringing its own solar system with it, but the planet itself, the main planet Nibiru, is 10 times the size of the Earth, and it's like a gigantic magnet. So yeah, that's why our poles are beginning to flip and the planet's wobbling, and when it passes by, it's going to be hell on Earth.
You know, Anish told me that he watched the movie Stargate one night when we have our movie night. And there is a scene in the original movie Stargate which shows the pyramid with about three planets around it in the backward scene there. Like, you, in the back shot, you'll see like three or four planets.
Yeah, when they were coming out of the pyramid there, that first pyramid.
When they were coming out of the pyramid.
Yeah.
And they stepped around and looked, and they just couldn't believe what they were seeing. Well, guess what, people? In a few months, we're going to see the same thing in the sky.
Actually, if you have any knowledge at all or any ability to point your cell phone with a nice camera, you should start taking pictures of the sun early in the morning and late in the evening, and then take a look at what you can see. You're going to be very, very amazed at some of the things that you'll be able to see over the next few months. And probably sometime within the next 2 to 4 months, all hell's going to start breaking loose, people. So that's our first prediction. And I think you're going to see increased earthquakes, more volcanoes. We predicted that there would be more volcanoes going off, and they're happening. So, and everyone's like, oh my goodness, it's all happening all at once. And we went from lesser earthquakes, you know, twos and threes, all the way to approximately fives and sixes now, which are spreading all across the globe. People, the pot is boiling, because of not only solar effects that are going on, but all of this planetary system is going to come through here, and it's going to be like one hellacious game of billiards, and you better hope we don't run into another cue ball.
Yeah, that's true. You know, on a lighter subject, though, I mean, first thing in the morning, Stephen, this is kind of, you know, heavy set stuff. Didn't you have something funny you wanted to
do? Of course I do. But look, listen, I wanted to make sure that people get the most important news first, okay? Now we can scroll off, I guess, if you want to, but I think these people want some real thrilling news, don't you? I mean, okay, so what do you have to say? Because I have some other stuff and other people who want to talk, and when I say people, I mean beings.
What do I have to say? I have to say that people need to stop paying attention to lamestream media and start paying attention to the sky. Because if you go outside now, you can't look at the sun, or you can't even be outside without a pair of sunglasses on. It is so bright, it looks like you're under a tanning bed. That's artificial light you're seeing. It's not the real sun. Because the real sun, I believe the aliens are taking plasma from it. So, and there is supposedly quite a big hole there.
Yeah, they call it, I think, a coronal hole, which can be observed. And, of course, they blot out all the other stuff, all the spaceships around the sun. And we mentioned, what was it, that guy who had all those pictures of all
spaceships
those...
Spaceships around the sun.
Yeah, was it starships? Spaceships
Starships.
What did you say? Starsties? Starbird, no. No, you should look it up, people. Really, go look at this stuff. They got pictures, you know, of hot and cold. They use that infrared telescope. Of course, they got the Hubble telescope they've known of Nibiru for a long, long time, and that's why when they first put it up in outer space, they had to immediately reprogram it. But anyhow, I just want people to understand how important it is to check these things out.
Okay, well, we're going to move on now, Stephen, because now I'm really depressed. I kind of hope that, you know, we're going to talk about some fun stuff, too, not just give people a headache and they'll log off and tell us to go to hell.
Well, we've also discovered there's really no hell. I mean, you know, sure, your physical body dies and your spirit leaps to another dimension. So, people, if you're really worried about dying, I mean, please don't. It's not a big deal. A lot of us have died and come back to this planet multiple times. So will you, hopefully, after the pole shift. But anyhow, the other thing I wanted to mention today, too, that we wanted to do is have personal time where we can talk to each other and explain why it's so important to be involved with Spirit Airwaves. First of all, I'd like to ask Victoria a couple of questions. Question one, when is the last time that you had the opportunity to truly say something remarkable about what's going on around our planet, something positive?
Something positive, okay. I'll tell you what's positive, is that people are waking up to all the lies and propaganda. And they're starting to hold world governments accountable for all of their lies. I think it's great that we're all waking up, because it just shows you that the veil has been lifted and that finally, just finally, people, we have a chance to have something great and make our world a happier, safer place.
Well, you know, if you want to know something kind of funny about all this, I think it's interesting that a large percentage of people that have been involved in government are trying to bring down America and destroy it. And all these terrible laws they passed, you know, where the NDAA, where they can hold anybody forever, you know, these FEMA camps that they've built all across the country. I'm sorry, I guess the official name is Inmate Relocation Center. But anyhow, all of these laws they passed, they were going to use on the good people. But guess what, people? It's the bad people that didn't follow the law. So what's really funny is everything they passed will allow your new president to do exactly to them, legally and lawfully, were going to do to everyone else, illegally and unlawfully. So yes, I find that very humorous. Here's to you, baby. Two thumbs up.
Oh, that's great. This is Charles, and I just also wanted to mention the importance of having some kind of mascot, and I thought that we should choose geese, because geese are beautiful, they're majestic birds, and they can fly for thousands of miles, and they constantly travel, and they're beautiful.
Geese, the other white meat. Yeah, I sure love geese around Christmas time. It's beautiful when I can, you know, jump into one of these guys and kind of experience the flavors and the taste of delicious geese meat. Yes, you're right, Charles. Let's start a new promotional. I'd like to say, everyone eat some geese meat, the other white meat.
Hey, I like them as pets and friends.
How can you have a goose as a friend? You know, from what I understand, they get kind of nasty. They make good guard dogs, don't you think?
Oh, listen, I've been attacked by geese when I was in high school. A friend of mine, she had geese in her backyard. And, of course, the male was out, and he just chased me all over the backyard. So, I mean, I'll keep my healthy I want to keep my healthy distance from geese.
Well, you really don't need to, but sometimes you need to, you know, if you feed them well and take care of them and nurture them, they lay wonderful eggs. They're very healthy, and they're a great way to have some emergency meat in the worst of times. But in other words, they're your friends. Geese can be your friends.
Yeah. Well, that's lovely. Thanks, Charles. I knew you'd contribute some BS like that. So, yeah, we're going to go after the geese, I guess. I'll tell you what. You know, it's maybe not such a bad idea, people, to, you know, have a couple of dozen chickens and maybe some food stocks. You know, this crazy world, God only knows what's going to happen here. I mean, we have a pretty good idea. If we told you everything, you'd probably have a conniption and tune out. But so ultimately, what we wanted to say today was, thank you for being part of Spirit Airwaves and coming to visit and listening to this wonderful show, because we're going to be covering some amazing topics. Our first and most important topic is what to do when you go to Walmart. Now, the first thing, I know a lot of you say Walmartians. You're pretty close, actually. I should probably get into the main reason, you know, why you had Sam Walmart involved in a lot of this stuff. Maybe you folks, you should look him up. He's pretty frightening guy. Apparently, he's been a Satanist for many, many years before he passed on. I hope he enjoyed the reception he got when he kicked the bucket. Don't get me wrong, Walmart does provide a couple of good services, low-cost goods, but half of the stuff they sell is crap from China and all these other places. They were here to basically undermine and destroy small businesses and focus all the energy into one conglomerate. Walmart is exactly what the New World Order wanted to achieve and make you buy and do everything from them. But I have to give it to the small businesses, and now finally it looks like you have a president who gives a damn about your country and doesn't want to see everyone dead, so I think that's a good thing, don't you?
Oh yeah, I mean, it is a good thing because people have an opportunity to once again have businesses, not have to worry about paying medical insurance. I want to be rude here, but I don't want to say it. But, you know, I did some research on Obamacare, and it really was going to kill businesses.
Didn't you have to write a book about it?
I did. I had to write a book for a client about Obamacare, and I got to tell you, it was the worst piece of SHIT that I've ever had to research. And I'm thinking, is it any wonder people can't afford to even have medical because of the prices and what they have to do? You know, just, you know, a $15,000 deductible, really? If you're just going in for a small surgery, that is, basically, you have to pay for everything.
Yeah, and the best part was, whether you realize it or not, it was a screw job pretty much put together by offshore insurance companies to double and triple rates and greatly reduce the amount of care that they had to give, if at all. And then you were going to be penalized $5,000.
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely? Hey, you're already poor and you can't afford the frickin' insurance to begin with, and then now they want to penalize you for not having it. They had a really good screw system set up for everybody. Yeah,
they
really, really hate the average person now, don't they? Hopefully that's going to change. But anyhow, let me continue with what I was saying with Walmart. People, I'll tell you what, I know it's convenient, I know it's easy, but if you go to Walmart, especially at different times, you may have to deal with the Lord of the Ding. Yes. No, not the Lord of the Rings. We all love that wonderful J.R.R. Tolkien adventure. But when you go to Walmart, there's always at least one dude there who is the Lord of the Ding. You pull in. You see the mist coming from around the car as it circles around you. You pray, well, I just parked, I should be safe, but oh no! There'll be 5,000 parking spots, and which one does he want? The one 3 inches from your car. Oh, that's lovely. And then he gets out, and he is the Lord of the Dings. As he slams your car, you don't know, you're inside looking in electronics, you're over to the bakery, you're trying to avoid all the wall Martians, it's horrible. And then you come out, and you see someone has dinged your car. Oh, I love going to Walmart. How about you, Victoria?
Yes. You know, we try and avoid Walmart like we try and avoid the plague. But there are just sometimes very, very, that you have no choice but to go there. Like in an emergency when you need something and you can't get it anywhere else, you just have to go there desperate. But yeah, I mean, half the people that walk around in there, it's a sight to behold. And there's some strange people. I don't know whether you guys have ever seen some of the photographs that have been taken of people in Walmart, but I get such a kick out of it that people actually go dressed the way they do.
And the worst part is 3/4 of the products in there are tainted with GMOs if you buy food or any kind of snacks or drinks. Or let's say you want something for your garden and you go down and you decide you're going to get some, say, weed killer. Well, let me tell you, that stuff doesn't just kill weeds. It works really good on people to drive them crazy and insane, you know, with all the glyphosate, you know, in the different products. And my goodness. And then one day, I remember Victoria took a little trip, and we were trying to find any kind of toothpaste that didn't have fluoride in it, and it's almost impossible. Mm. Of course, all the brands that you're taking fluoride, oh, that's just such a good thing for you. Boy, they really foisted that on everybody, huh? Hey, you should check out the Harvard study that says every time you brush your teeth, you're probably shaving half a point of intelligence until you become a dithering moron. What a terrible product that is. Whoever came up with that?
You know, to clean your teeth, you're better off with just pure baking soda and dipping it in a brush, dipping baking soda on your toothbrush and then putting a little water on it. You will clean your teeth exactly the same way or even better. Hey, girls, if you really want a good toilet cleaner, go to Walmart, if you have to go to Walmart, and buy a couple of bottles of Coke and tip some of that down your toilet. If you get a big bottle, I'd use about one third of it, tip it down your toilet, let it kind of bubble up, and then start scrubbing. I've never had a cleaner toilet. Imagine that's going into your stomach lining.
Oh, tasty. Oh, yum. I love that.
And Victoria, this is Beth.
Hi, Beth.
And I just wanted to say thank you for letting people know it's important to go a la naturel. And that you should take the opportunity, especially now if you have the chance, to truly try and eat pure organic food. You know, a long time ago, organic food was just food, and it didn't have to be separated from all this mechanical process crap that is purposely being tainted with poisons. And there's a wonderful lady out there. Her name is Food Babe. And she is just beautiful because every day she writes about this and she tries to help people figure out what they can safely buy at grocery stores because they're putting poison in everything because they want everyone sick, so you have to buy all the terrible pharmaceutical drugs that will slowly kill you over time because they're all tainted, most of them anyhow. Well, that's just my opinion, but I can see all the lines of energy as they connect from these different businesses. And I'm telling you, it's a plan to make all kinds of people worldwide sick. Because if you're sick and ill, it's very hard to protest when you're under some kind of medical tyranny, which is the next plan that Bill Gates and the other Democrats have. They're going to release a bioweapon, and it's going to make lots of people sick, and lots of people are going to die. So don't get the shot. You're crazy if you do. I want to warn people, because that's part of what this show is about too, isn't it, Victoria?
Oh, yes. We're trying to do the right thing by everybody. We're telling the truth. Sometimes the truth hurts, and I'm going to say this, sometimes the truth makes people angry. But once you sit down and think about the common sense things that we are saying to you that you will never hear on mainstream media, you have to really ask yourself, why is it they're not telling the truth when other people are? By the way, I do want to mention something quickly, is that the spiritual beings were saying that all of these earthquakes were eventually going to cause volcanoes. Well, did you guys notice that Italy had erupted this week after about a series of about six earthquakes they had? Finally, Mount Etna popped its top. And a lot of people say, well, it's just it's a small little volcanic eruption. But I don't believe that because CERN have been working in around Italy there, and the earthquakes are being caused by them. So I don't think that's going to go away, and I think it's only going to get worse eventually.
This is Joseph. I spend a lot of time in the ocean, and I swim around, and I look for things. Well, I don't really swim. I swim pass through it. But I can tell you this. Your oceans are under attack, too, and it looks like what they want to do is destroy most of the marine life, which is why they're allowing all the radiation and stuff to dump into the water from Fukushima. But they've also positioned other reactors in strange and unusual places all around the country and all around the world. They're all put in terrible locations. So I want to warn you about that. And you people need to be taking some kind of iodine to protect yourself from errant radiation. Because millions of people are going to start dying from cancer because of the excess radiation that's not only now in your food chain, but is also penetrating the west, and eventually the east coast will be affected too. So the idea is that when the pole shift comes and power's out for months, that a lot of these places are going to start having China syndrome-like radiation exposures. So I'm warning you now, people, please, you need to get on high-quality iodine to help you and protect your family so that you don't, get infected with cancer. And the stuff that they're pushing when all of this happens is really bad, Victoria.
Yeah, I know. We take nascent iodine, and you need to do it. A lot of people don't really give it a second thought. But there was a movie that Stephen King, or a miniseries that came out called The Stand. You guys might want to watch that. It came out with quite a few heavy names about 15, 20 years ago. Yes, and it talked about a bioweapon. That was the first way that the movie started, was about people dying of disease and a bioweapon. So usually when these movies and miniseries comes out, they're trying to tell you the truth to remove negative energy off themselves. The globalists are doing it, of course. But they do it so that when they put these movies out, they can say, well, we warned them, we told them, it's not our fault if they didn't pay attention. And I do want to reinforce that radiation levels will rise, so you guys need to be aware of that.
And one of the best ways to protect yourself from rising radiation levels is to get out somewhere in the Midwest, you know, and be surrounded by mountains and a place where really nobody cares much about what goes on. We think that that's one of the best ways to protect yourself. And then, of course, stockpile food and water and medicine and everything else that you're going to need. Because when the pole shift comes, it's you're not going to be able to get food and water. It's going to be very hard. So you better start growing food and have a garden and have lots of food stockpiled. I think it's a good idea. And don't tell anyone you got it. So.
Oh, that's just great. But here's the other thing I want people to understand. We have to have kind of gallows humor about all this stuff. Because quite frankly, there are so many groups out there that want to take advantage of people and try and overthrow this and do that, and you've got all these, you know, violent rioters and protesters, but then you find out they're all being paid to do it. So anyhow, Victoria, this was to be an introduction, and we just wanted to say hello to everybody, and we promise that over the next few months, as we continue to grow all of this, that this is going to be very entertaining and enjoyable, but also informative.
Yes, I live with these guys every day. And I want to say, who was playing with the music last night? Because here I am trying to sleep, and they were doing like DJ on my CD player. And the music kept going, and I couldn't hear anything because you guys were slowing down the sound.
I think that was Robert, because he wanted to talk to you and you went to sleep, so he got mad. We're sorry.
Hey, what about the Dingers? Where are the Dingers? I haven't seen the Dingers. Oh, the Dingers are like this group of spirits that kind of, you know, do the poltergeist thing in this house a little bit. Oh, no, you guys are thinking like, oh my God, these people are nuts, this crazy shit going on. But really, it's a lot of fun. I mean, we just sort of play with Victoria a lot and have fun that way. You know, not all spirits are out to kill everybody. In fact, most of us are pretty decent.
Yeah.
And we look forward to being, essentially, have a new life at some point. We can choose to be reborn and come back to this planet whenever we choose.
Yeah, they actually, I want to say something to you guys. Don't be afraid of spirits, okay? Because they
good spirits, anyhow.
Good spirits, because some of them, there's no reason to be afraid of them. Some of them just want to communicate with you. And the bad ones, don't mess with them. If you don't know what you're doing, just leave the house or whatever. You need to learn how to protect yourself from them.
And we'll explain how to do that in further shows. It's actually pretty simple. You just don't listen to them and don't believe them. And laugh in their face. They hate it. Laughter is very powerful. It forces them to re kind of direct their energies. And that works also with the evil human beings on this planet, too.
Yeah, just laugh at anything that's evil. And it usually stuns them. Or the best thing is to tell them you're not afraid of them and for them to F off, okay? Because if you are not afraid of them, then they have no power.
90 seconds.
You've got to understand that these beings feed off fear. So if you're not afraid of them and you stand up to them, then they have no reason to stay around.
Okay, and that's going to pretty much do it for today. But we're going to have lots of shows, everybody, and eventually we'll have numbers you can call in and tell us that we're a bunch of idiots and all that stuff, which is fine. But then we're going to tell you something about you and your life, and then you're going to probably realize that maybe you should listen to us. Certainly you want to prepare for all eventualities, so... This is going to be Stephen A. Jones.
Second.
Yeah, you see, she's telling us we're almost done. We want to say thank you, and we look forward to seeing you again.
Yes, we do. We're probably going to do just one or two shows a week for now until we get our whole studio set up. This is a process, and everybody's getting used to it. Even the spiritual beings are getting used to it.
Say bye-bye.
Say bye-bye, yes. So I want to say to everybody who is listening today, thank you for being a part of our show. And we will keep you notified when we do our next one. Hey, listen, where are you guys going?
The show's done. I have to go out here.
Yes, I just take
off. I have to leave the office now. Say bye-bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, and have a great day. And try not to be too paranoid about some of the things we said. We wish you all a happy day. And get out outside and do something. Put your hands in the dirt. Bye.